Welcome to the Georgia Political Digest podcast. I'm Randy Lewis, editor of the Digest. Today's featured columnist is Rusty Tanton, a web developer, blogger, occasional community activist, and former reporter who lives in Decatur, Georgia. He co-founded the Georgia Podcast Network, a first-of-its-kind portal for state-focused podcasts, which you can visit at gapodcastnetwork.com.
This column was originally published March 24, 2006. Reed, Price, Peddle Their Wares on Taxpayers' Dime, by Rusty Tanton. As someone with a column to write who is currently unhappy with all politicians, I find myself wanting to take turns verbally slugging the D's and the R's. Alas, since the R's run everything, the D's keep their heads too low to give me good material. Which brings us to Tom Price and Ralph Reed. U.S. Representative Price of the 6th District hosted a conference call March 22nd so a screened list of participants could celebrate his Tomness. There's nothing wrong with that until you take into account that it was paid for by his congressional office and not by his re-election campaign. Respondents on the Peach Pundit blog, which is run by the same Republican fellas who run Red State, claim to have seen an ad for the conference call in a North Fulton newspaper and to have heard an ad for it on WSB radio. The newspaper ad carried with it the message, "Paid for by Congress," one wrote. If Representative Price gets to screen the calls, it's less a forum than it is Tom worship, which I doubt ranks among the kinds of worship folks in the 6th District would be willing to sanction with taxpayer dollars. You'd think Lieutenant Governor candidate Ralph Reed would have learned that lesson by now after his request to hump in corporate accounts with Casino Jack Abramoff received national media attention. But you'd be wrong. Chatham County Sheriff Al St. Lawrence, a Reed supporter, sent a car to pick him up at the airport and chauffeur him to the start of the St. Patrick's Day parade, the Savannah Morning News reported. On top of taxpayers footing the bill for his ride, it is against parade rules for a non-sitting candidate to ride in the parade. For conservatives, they sure do like to blow taxpayer dollars.
You can visit the Georgia Political Digest on the web at georgiapoliticaldigest.com and the Georgia Podcast Network at gapodcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening to the Georgia Political Digest podcast. Production services provided by WaySouth Media. Visit them on the web at waysouthmedia.com for all of your audio-visual needs.